And we have a very special show for the next hour for you folks. We have Wares from Edmonton live in the studio. They're going to play a set for us, and then we'll be chatting with the band afterwards. So here's Wares live on CITR. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
Studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama
Dora
and
guest
Ben.
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society radio show.
We talk about
events,
actors,
directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Friday from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
The rocks tore up your arm. Sweet gravity, it beat you down. Getting by like I remember. So now I'm dying just to be here. Friend of mine, it's nice to see ya. Still alive, biding time. Getting by like I remember. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Where's Live in Studio at CITR.
We'll be right back.
That was Wares live in studio at CITR 101.9 FM. Don't go anywhere. We are going to be chatting with the band very shortly. So yeah, stay tuned. It's going to be really excellent. That was a very nice set. It's a sunny day. Sun is pouring in through the windows of the nest into the station, and yeah, hope everyone's having a nice Friday. We'll be right back with a chat with Wares.
The Vancouver Art Book Fair and CITR and Discorder are teaming up to present the official Vancouver Art Book Fair After Party on Saturday, October 14th at Workspace, 163 West Pender Street, from 8 p.m. to late into the evening. The Discorder curated lineup features Walgren, Shep, Lord Peckerman, and music for evenings with guest DJ sets by Crimes and Treasons, Relly Rels, Homeboy Jules, Horsepower, Jamal Steeles, and Issa Aaron. Performances will be followed by a Crimes and Treasons book launch. Admission is free with Vancouver Art Book Fair member passes or a sliding scale from $10 to $15 at the door. Be there or be square.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Eleanor, and I am joined in studio by Wares, who just played a fantastic set live on air. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So I thought we would start off if everyone can just introduce themselves and their role in the band.
Sure. My name's Cassia. I sing and I play guitar.
My name's Holly. I play drums.
I'm Matt. I play bass.
Cool. Cool. Well, that was a great set. You guys are on tour right now and just put out a new album like 2 weeks ago, a week ago?
October 6th.
Cool. Nice. So very fresh. Feel very lucky to that you're coming over this way to play in Vancouver and play at the station. Lots of people I find move from Alberta and they go more east for their tours. So
yes,
whenever I see people fare the mountains, I get very happy. I saw that you guys had experienced some intense weather on the way here.
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly.
A lot of stopped semis.
Wow. Yeah. Was it like snowing? Or?
Super snowing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Apparently the Coca-Cola was closed for two hours. So yeah. We didn't take that.
We took the more south highway, and it was still pretty wild. We were driving in a rental van with all-season tires right now, so...
Oh, shudder. So scary.
Holly mentioned that we saw all four seasons while we were driving. That's, like, super true.
Wow, truly. Only in Canada. Well, maybe not, but still, that's cool. Well, I'm glad you made it here in one piece. That's very nice.
Same.
Maybe this is why people don't normally come this way, because the mountains are a little bit of a feat to... accomplish.
Well, they're just cheating themselves.
You'd have to drive through the Alps in Europe. I'm sure that could get bad.
Yeah, do people do that? Can you drive through
the Alps? No, they probably just stay in France the whole time.
Ontario's not a ton of fun to drive through in any other thing than summer as well. So there's
yep.
that.
Also true. So, you know, more people should come west. It's a great place to be. Cool. So the new album is called Wares, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And that was released on October 6th, so you played an album release show in Edmonton.
I haven't yet, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we got the first release, or?
Yeah, well, the first show post-album release was actually last night in Penticton.
Incredible.
But, yeah, tomorrow Vancouver's, we're going to play in Vancouver.
Awesome.
Edmonton is actually the last stop on the tour. We're going to be there on the 26th.
A homecoming show.
Yeah.
Nice, cool. That's fantastic. How was the show in Penticton?
It was lots of fun. Met some, like, good folks. I was in, like, a cafe art gallery.
Cool.
What I really appreciated, as much as I love my hometown of Edmonton, maybe people in Vancouver can relate, like, after the bands, like, half the room clears out to either go smoke or, you know, drink or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody did that. It was, like, very chill set of people that, like, just were there for the art and then left when it was over. We were... like, I think in our beds by, like, 11 o'clock last night.
It was so wholesome.
It was incredible.
Oh, gotta love early shows, you know? Vancouver is not so good at the early show. People have a tendency to be bad at coming out early. And I wish that was not so, because it's really nice. It is nice to be in bed by, like, 11 o'clock. Sometimes. Or if there's two shows happening, it's nice to be able to go to both. So, especially in the winter, here it gets pretty... dark and rainy, as I'm sure you probably mm-hmm. experience in Edmonton, though it's much, much colder in Edmonton. I feel like earlier shows are a great thing. So, yeah, you're playing tomorrow at 333, and if anyone needs to know exactly where that is...
Ask a cop.
Yes, or maybe don't do that.
Or message the band page,
mm-hmm.
facebook.com/wheresmusic.
Yeah, so you're playing with Dead Soft and Supermoon, two fantastic local bands. How did that bill get set up?
Dead Soft actually are pals of mine from a couple years ago.
Cool.
My other band, Power Buddies, that's how I met them initially. I always love playing with them,
mm-hmm.
no matter what town it happens to be. Supermoon is a band I admired from afar, and... unfortunately, we had another group on this night drop off due to medical concerns,
mm-hmm.
and I figured, why the heck not, and I sent them a message, and they were more than happy to play, and I am pretty excited to see them.
Yeah, Supermoon are also very, very fantastic, and that's a really great lineup, and it's a fun venue to play at. And tonight, you're also playing a show in Abbotsford, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're Pals and Blessed.
Cool. At the Car Park.
Carport Manor.
Carport Manor. During the NCRA, the radio conference, there was actually a show there. It was my first time there. Apparently, it's like the best place for shows in Abbotsford.
Our bass player, Matthew, actually went to that conference.
Yeah,
he works
there.
For CJSR.
Sweet.
It was pretty fun. I liked it.
It's a good venue. It's a good one. So that's really cool. Do you have any big plans for Abbotsford?
Oh, I don't know. some sites to see. Feel free. Get at us.
Yeah. Yeah, if anyone has recommendations on where the band should go in Abbotsford, give us a call. 604, I'm forgetting the in-studio number. It's been a while since I've done this. You can call us. Oh, it's 604-822-CITR. So you just got to look up those numbers on your phone.
I will say that probably this afternoon we're going to grab a drink with our really good pal, Marlena Moore, who is releasing a record tonight in Vancouver.
Cool.
She's putting out a record on Kingfisher Blues, and she's playing with our pal Giles in Loser Vision and some other fine locals, I'm sure. So if you don't feel like going to Abbotsford tonight, you want to stay in the Metro Vancouver area, please check out the Marlena Moore album release. I wish I knew where that was, but...
I'm sure we can look it up and let people know in a couple minutes. She played live on air a few weeks back, and it was really fantastic. So, yeah. Cool. Well, let's hear a quick track from Supermoon to give people a little taste of what else they can expect tomorrow, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. At the top of the set, before we got the band in here, I did play a song by Dead Soft off of their album that came out actually back in 2014, but it might be my favorite one by them. It was their self-titled one. That track was called Phase. And yeah, so do you have any particular requests from the last Supermoon album?
No, I can't say I'd have anything particular. I'll let your heart guide you on this one.
Great. We're going to listen to If You Say So, one of my favorite tracks. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM.
You're right, you're right, you're always right.
You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm joined in the studio today by Wares from Edmonton. That was the track Magic Knife by Marlena Moore, who is also from Edmonton and is playing a record release show tonight at Hidden City Records. It's going to be an excellent show. Please check it out. That was a recommendation from the band. Thank you. Cool. So at the top, before we listened to Marlena Moore, we also heard a track by Supermoon. That was the track If You Say So, and they are playing with Wares tomorrow night at 333 in Vancouver with Dead Soft. Don't miss it. It's going to be an excellent, excellent show. Cool. So you folks just put out a new album on October 6th, and you're on tour to support it. And I know that you've played in Vancouver before. Mm-hmm. Most recently, was it for Music Waste in June?
Yeah, I played a solo set.
Cool. And so I was just wondering if you can speak, and maybe all of you can speak to the, maybe first, like, how you met as musicians, and then also what the experience is like bringing people on this tour versus the shows that you've played solo.
Well, playing solo is sort of how Wares began. So it could be portable. Mm-hmm. It was just my songs, and I was, you know, wanted to bring them where I pleased. Over time, I've had a few lineups, this being the most recent one. We met playing in a different project called Borzoi that my partner actually started. I was playing keyboards, and he was singing and playing guitar. And we played one show, and it was just sort of like a one-off thing. But my partner was like, this is a really good rhythm section. You should just take this and go with it. So this year has been all about kind of touring Alberta and Western Canada and beyond. We played Sled Island in Calgary this
nice.
Summer. That was really fun. And now we're on this big wild adventure.
Cool.
Solo shows versus band shows for this thing, for me, are fun because I like challenging what people think they can come to expect from me.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So, yeah.
Totally. And how long have you two been, like, how long have you guys been playing together before this tour started?
Our first practice was, in February of this year.
Oh, cool.
Not super long, but it's felt like,
we've gone through
the ringer. No, it's felt like a good amount of time to be comfortable with everything.
Yeah, I like it.
Cool. Good to know.
That's good.
Yeah, it can be an interesting thing when you are coming into play. Like, obviously, as musicians, you play things in your own way. But if you weren't the ones that wrote them or, like, recorded on the album, it's, like, an interesting thing to figure out how to, like, fit into that, I think. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I find that a bit with the drum, or I found that with the drum parts just at first. It's a slightly different style than I'm used to, but mm-hmm. it's really fun to switch it up and play something new. And it's really, like, challenged me and made me grow as a drummer, so I really appreciate that about Wares.
Yeah, actually, playing different styles really does help more mm-hmm. than you'd think it would.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Pushes you right out of your comfort zone.
It's also pretty inspiring to hear these songs on this record that I've had for a few years, mm-hmm. having different people play them and coming up with different ideas and bouncing off of each other.
Cool. That's fantastic. What other shows or locations are you looking forward to on the rest of the tour? Because you've got like 6 or 7 more dates, right?
Mm-hmm. Victoria is going to be pretty fun, like being on the island.
Yeah, Vic will be super fun. I've got some family there, so that's exciting.
Nice.
Calgary has been very good to us in the past. Mm-hmm. Always nice to see all our pals there. We are actually just there last Wednesday. Went to go see Screaming Females play.
Oh, cool.
As like a soft tour kickoff.
Cool.
And Winnipeg will be really fun. We're playing with some new pals of ours from Portland in Mujahideen. Mm. And also locals Mulligrub, who are our very favorites.
Cool. Calgary is a good place. I've only ever been there for Sled, and I'm like, wow, it's so incredible. And then people are like, it's not always like this. But I feel like they seem to have a lot of venues that are really supportive of local musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool. Sweet. All right. Well, we've just got a few minutes left here. Is there anything else that you want to talk about before we close it off? Any passing or closing remarks you want to share with our listeners?
Not really. If you don't come to the show, I hope you have a pleasant weekend and take care of yourself. Nice. And live your best life. And if you liked the music, I'm really happy. And if you didn't, respect and have a nice life.
Where can people find your album or more info about the band?
www.wares.bandcamp.com or Facebook or Instagram. Don't look at my Twitter. I'm really bad at Twitter, but Instagram.
Cool. All right. Before we get to the last track that we're going to play, it's Friday the 13th today, which is arguably a spooky day. And you know what else is spooky? Is Halloween.
Second spookiest day this month.
Yes, exactly. You know, it means something. I'm personally a fan of Halloween. I'm wondering, I like to ask people would you rather questions. I think it's a fun way to have discussions about things that you might not normally think about. First question. Would you rather have it be Halloween all the time or Christmas all the time?
Halloween all the time, for sure.
Halloween all the time, for sure.
Yeah, it seems like an easier... Christmas would be very stressful all the time.
True.
Go broke.
Yeah.
But you can only make so many costumes, I don't know.
Halloween would also get intense after a while.
Halloween, but only if everyone had impeccable tasting costumes.
Yeah. No inappropriate costumes allowed. Okay, cool. Next question. If you had to be in a Halloween costume for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Skeleton.
Nice. Classic.
Well, I mean, in grade 9, I went as the Energizer Bunny, and it was probably my best costume.
Also classic.
It also makes sense with the question.
Yeah. I just kept going. I got a lot of hugs, so that was kind of nice.
That's nice.
I think I'd pick that.
Cool.
Commander Riker.
Wow. Excellent. Okay. I really don't know what I would choose. It's a difficult one, but I am going as Bob Dylan this year, and I feel like it might be the best costume that I'm going to have. So nice. Maybe just turn into Bob Dylan for the rest of my life. I could be into that. Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for coming into the station and playing live for us. It's always a treat to have people from out of town and for chatting with me on air. I hope everyone makes it out to the show tomorrow night and picks up a copy of the record. We're going to close with a track of the band picked by Woolworm. Woolworm are a local band. They put out an album on Mint Records this year called Deserve to Die. Excellent. Why'd you choose this band?
Because Woolworm are my very favorites.
Cool. This track is called Judgment Day on CITR 101.9 FM.
Everybody.